Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Final hour of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this 22nd day of October, Wednesday, Haiku Hump Day. We tried a little something different with our haikus. And needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fatties of all shapes and sizes, we will go back to writing them next week.
Probably, yeah.
But that being said, I had fun, we laughed, and that's really all that matters. And again, we've already got one of the topics for next week already in the books. It will be Halloween.
Both topics, probably. I mean, okay. It's probably still going to be trade deadline related. I'm sure there'll be some smoke.
Well, yeah, no. You're 1,000% correct. It's just what's the tenor going to be if you don't win? We'll talk about it later as far as the game of Sunday.
Speaking as tenor. Tenor, is that the right word?
Tenor, T-E-N-O-R.
It's not a good tenor for the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm.
Looked good in the first quarter. We were hyped. Second quarter,
yeah, it was.
Not so much. Second quarter, the Mavs were outscored 32-22. Wimby was doing whatever he wanted. Wimby, after the first half, already has 21 points. 21 points for Victor Wembanyama. And now I will ask you, Fred Davis, how many points? We'll just go down the board. You know, I love doing the guessing game. Najee Marshall, he's played 17 minutes. How many points does he have?
Seven.
Incorrect. He's got three.
Hmm.
Klay Thompson, 13 minutes.
What's the score? Tell me that.
60-51. Spurs are up. Low scoring first half.
That's where they like to play.
Mm-hmm.
Defense.
Klay Thompson, he's played 13 minutes. He shot the ball 9 times. How many points?
Damn. Seven.
He's got 6. Max Christie, how many points does he have?
By the way, the Kings are putting belt to ass on the
Suns.
Suns right now.
Yeah, Suns are terrible.
59-40. My God.
Max Christie, 15 minutes. How many points does he have?
7.
He's got 6. Anthony Davis, 16 minutes. Went off in that first quarter. How many points does he have? He shot the ball 13 times.
11.
He's got 12 points. He's 3 of 13 from the field.
Okay.
He does have 10 rebounds, though. So already a double-double.
Double-double action from AD.
PJ Washington, 11 minutes. Shot the ball 5 times.
2 points.
He's got 10.
Oh!
He's your second leading scorer.
Okay.
D'Angelo Russell, he's played 11 minutes. He shot the ball 6 times. How many points does he have?
3.
He's got 6. He's 1 of 6 from the field. 16%.
Mm.
Ryan Nimhard, he's played 7 minutes.
Good God. Look at that comparison up there. Yeah. It's your welcome to the NBA moment.
Ryan Nimhard, he's got 7 minutes. How many points does he have?
3.
He's got 4 points for you already. Okay. 2 of 3 from the field. And then Derek Lively had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And yes, the screen just kind of spoiled it. But I'll go to Jacob Ray because I don't know if he was looking at the screen. Cooper Flagg. His first half of real NBA basketball is over. He's played 17 minutes. What is his stat line, Jacob Ray?
Oh, I did not see the screen.
Okay, good.
4 points.
Okay. Incorrect. He's got 0.
Mm.
Wow.
0 points from Cooper Flagg in the first half. He's only shot the ball twice.
Okay. Okay. 1 assist.
0 assist.
Wow. Okay.
1 rebound.
6 rebounds.
Oh, okay, all right.
Basketball boards.
We got something to build off of, boys.
Something to build off of.
Unfortunately, Cooper Flagg
What's his plus minus?
He's a minus 17.
Yo!
The Cooper Flagg's a minus 17. Klay Thompson a minus 13. Nobody else is a minus double digit.
How many blocks does Wemby have?
Wembanyama has one block.
Oh, that's it?
Okay. Well, I need him to get four.
He's also got 21 points.
So maybe a little less offense, a little more defense. A little more defense. Mister.
Wemby, move your feet.
Okay.
Enough.
I texted Grant, my podcast sponsor.
Yes.
My podcast
partner.
Yeah. And we will be dropping a podcast tomorrow recapping this game. Me and him will go home and watch it. Or I'll watch it for the first time, obviously.
He's there.
He is there. I said, Grant, what's happening? First half recap. What do you got?
What's the deal?
This is what Grant Assett said. Word for word.
Word for word.
No editorializing.
Verbatim, boys and girls.
And this is number one reporter for the Dallas Mavericks. Entire front line and foul trouble cannot stop Victor on any possession. And then he said this is not the great part right here. Unfortunately, Cooper Flagg is a ghost. No points and hasn't looked at the rim one time when Wemby's been on the floor. I figured this may happen, but not a good start. It's pretty bad right now.
It's all right.
First half.
It's all right.
First half.
I mean.
No, I will say I'm a little shocked.
I am a little surprised too. I mean,
he's only shot the ball twice.
Right. He's only shot the ball twice.
Ryan Nimhart shot the ball more than him.
But look, it's the first half of his NBA career.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's the first half of Nimhart's career too.
You know, yeah. Look, Nimhart could walk down the street tonight and no one would know who he is.
That wasn't my point.
No, but that's my point. I mean, Ryan Nemhard, God bless him, but doesn't have the weight of an entire organization on his back.
Of course.
You know, so let's make that clear.
Saying the pressure's getting to him, Fred?
Yeah. I mean, I two shots in the first half? Absolutely. I mean, there's no way you can't tell me this dude's not nervous.
Has to be. And we saw this in his first preseason game. Remember, he didn't look good.
No, he
and then
didn't
the next game, he dropped, 30 or something, 25, and went off and was dunking.
Well, he actually looked a lot better in that second half of that preseason game, too, and played really well on both sides, or played some great defense and had some great passes as well.
Also, a big part is, I said in the first part, but Anthony Davis has four fouls in the first half. Derek Lively had three fouls in the first quarter. So Dwight Powell has
I think the story we might be bearing right now is if the Mavericks, who have one of the biggest front lines in the NBA, are having this much trouble stopping Wembanyama.
Yep.
Who's going to stop him this year?
Who's going to stop Wemby? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why everyone put him as a top five, top 10 player.
But I'm saying, like this guy might be on the cut. Like, we might see something historical that we're talking about all this other different stuff about the NBA and the West and we think the Spurs are going to be good, but is this the year where Wemby become, like, we've all questioned, all right, who's going to be the face of the NBA post LeBron? All right. Anthony Edwards has already made it clear he doesn't want to. All right. And I don't think the NBA wants him to be the face of the NBA either. Okay. You had Wemby get hurt. Or, well, the blood clot thing or whatever it was, you know, a little over halfway through the season last year. From all accounts, he looks pretty healthy now. Man,
this guy's hitting jumpers.
Okay.
If he touches the paint, it's automatic.
It's done.
It's done. It is done.
You're
it's
not
two
stopping
points.
Him.
It is 2 points. One of the tallest players in the league, and Derek Lively, had no chance to stop him in the paint one time tonight.
Derek Lively's 7'3" and has looked helpless. The few times I've looked up or seen replays, Derek Lively looks helpless against Wemby.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's just it's one of the things where it's like, are we about to see something historical this year with Victor Wembanyama?
Now, me and Fred have not had our eyes glued to the TV. We've caught bits and pieces, but it's not trending well for the point Cooper Flagg. Because D'Lo looked good when he came in. He was dishing. He was making plays. Ryan Nimhart's obviously made a couple of plays. Maybe how quickly do you think they transition from point Cooper? Could it be as early as the second half, next game, couple weeks? Because there's no way Jason Kidd watched that film in the first half and go, this is the best way to maximize Cooper. Or does he go that I want to pressure him and he's just going to go through the growing pains?
I wonder if that's part of it. I wonder if it's Jason Kidd saying, you know, look, I mean, and they couldn't have expected. Now, I haven't been able to watch the first half with any kind of intensities where we've been able to lock in and watch it. The fact that he's only taken two shots is probably the most concerning aspect of it to me.
Because that's what Grant said. He said he's a ghost. He won't even look at the rim.
Yeah.
With Victor on the floor.
Like, that's an it. Like, to me, that's the biggest question mark I have. Is like, look, if he was like 1 for 9.
You would just say, hey, it's
hey, he's at least, because that was the thing, at least with the preseason or summer league, was so that he was at least putting up shots.
Yeah,
right?
So comfortable. Game isn't too fast for him. This guy's moving up and down. I haven't been able to watch too hard to say the game's too fast for him, but as far as box score watching, because that's all we can really do right now.
Yeah.
Not looking like he's super comfortable, and it's not like he's got 7 assists either.
It's the first half.
Mm-hmm, first half.
You've got a...
He could drop 30 in a second half.
Well, I mean, now that would be that would be impressive. And again, maybe he comes out,
get a little rhythm, cut where he gets a... Remember, he missed the first dunk of the game.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I think he is... And I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I mean, again, you need more out of him, but again, I'm also not going to get too worked up about the first 24 minutes of his NBA career. The fact he missed his opening dunk.
Wide open.
Wide open. Okay. Wide open. It would have brought the house down. Like, oh my God, what a start to an NBA career. Now, let's hope that's not an indicative of what's about to happen. But again, little nerves are at play here, because again, all eyes. Look, you can say what we can say what we want about AD. We can say what we want about Clay, PJ, Lively, whatever. All eyes are on Cooper Flagg tonight.
Should I check Mavs Twitter to see if they're in shambles yet? If they're like, this team will never be good again.
What do you think the overarching feeling is? He's never going to be Luka. This team sucks. Bleep Nico. I mean, I would venture to say that's going to be the overwhelming majority of what Mavs Twitter's saying tonight. And you know, for the first 24 minutes, maybe it's warranted.
Someone tweeted, please come back at Kyrie Irving. That got 500 or 50,000 views.
Okay.
Apparently the fans, you know how they cheer stars during the national anthem? Like,
star, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go, stars.
Yeah.
Apparently they did the same thing, but for Flag when they did the national anthem.
Okay.
So fans were excited.
Learned something new
today. I'll keep scrolling if you want to chat.
Jacob, you want to chat?
Let's chat. How good do the Bulls look? I mean,
let's talk about the Bulls.
About a winning team. 877-881-1053.
I mean, is it too early to say 79-3?
I don't think so at all.
You know?
I mean, let's think. This team doesn't even have Kobe White back, and we just beat a playoff Pistons team.
Michael who?
Yeah.
Scotty who?
Yeah. Who they have on the halftime Phil show
who?
Last night?
I mean, I almost think, what's your boy Bazulis' last name? Is that Bazulis?
Bazulis.
Bazulis? Yeah. I mean, we might as well just go ahead and give him a statue.
I mean, he's basically Dirk.
You know,
yeah.
Dirk with more athleticism.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say if Dirk and Michael had a baby, it'd be him. Okay, that's literally what it would be right now. Speaking of having a rough night so far, 71-54, the Sacramento Kings are all over the Phoenix Suns tonight. The NBA is in full effect, boys and girls.
Somebody
tweeted, can we know how good Russ is doing in his Kings debut?
I would check that. Somebody tweeted the 76ers and Wizards won the draft.
Wow. We're already there, huh? We are already there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's see. Y'all better hope he drops 10. LOL, Mama Kim.
Russell Westbrook, 13 minutes, 3 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block.
Yeah.
2 turnovers, a plus 9.
Let's go.
Open the chat sheet.
Let's go. I mean, this is what Wes does. Russell West. Wes Russ. Are we doing a top 5 tonight? Or you know what? No, let's do fair or foul. Let's do fair or foul at 10:20. So keep that in mind. They need to have some set play. So here we go. So we got a lot of folks from the 469. I blame Fred.
Valid.
That's fair. I'll take that. I'm on the Cooper Flame, Cooper Flag hype train. Let's see. Never going to be Luka is right! Exclamation point.
Someone said when Kendrick Perkins, Charles Barkley, and Stephen A. all have the same opinion about the Mavs, you know we weren't going to have a good season. Because they all predicted them to go far in the playoffs.
They did. I mean, dude, we're literally 24 minutes into the half. My God, calm down. Mm-hmm. Kenny Smith during halftime said the Mavs are overthinking by starting Flag at point guard. And maybe they are.
But apparently, someone at the game said the crowd is getting impatient with Coop. It's going to take the Mavs 7 business days to score 10 points. This is the worst offensive basketball I've ever seen the Mavs play in my entire life.
Yeah. I'm okay. Look,
the Spurs had the best player in Texas. This is all from a Mavs account, by the way. This isn't like Spurs fans.
Well, yeah, they do have the best player. I mean, saying that Victor Wembanyama is the best player in Texas is not a stretch. I mean,
you got KD and AD to combat that.
Are talking all sports or basketball?
I think basketball.
We're talking about basketball. Yeah, but right now, I mean, Victor Wembanyama's, I mean, he's 7'5" doing things that you've never seen before. Someone said, what are we talking about?
Jason Kidd asking an 18-year-old in his first NBA game to do something he never did in his career.
Start at point guard? Just telling you. I mean, what?
Just reading the tweet.
That might be the most moronic tweet I've heard all night. I mean, look, you want to clown the Mavs, that's fine, but you ask him to, what are we talking about? Did Jason Kidd not start at point guard his rookie year? Pretty sure he did. Matter of fact, I want to say he started at point guard his entire career.
Klay Thompson and AD are combined 4 of 19. The Dallas vets, if they play this, will never be good if they continue to shoot like that.
By the way, Kidd Inc. is the halftime entertainment at the Sacramento Phoenix Suns game. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Kidd Inc.'s work. I'm not. I don't know if he's any. Oh, there he is, wearing a Suns jersey and the white sunglasses inside. I don't know how I feel about that. Blake, if you were asked, if they said, hey, MC Blake Elliott, we'd love for you to be the halftime show this weekend at the AAC, what would your halftime show fit be?
Halftime show fit?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Would you wear sunglasses inside?
I'd wear my Meta glasses that would turn into sunglasses.
Okay.
I probably would wear my Lonzo Ball UCLA jersey, goated jersey.
Okay.
All white.
Okay.
I'm thinking
Lonzo Ball, huh?
Dude, it's one of the sickest jerseys. I looked at it again today. I found a picture of me 2022 spring break in Florida. Me and a random guy had the same Lonzo jersey on. Of course he took a picture.
Yeah. Besties at that point.
Goated picture.
Yeah.
I'm probably going like pink sweats.
Okay.
Kind of like, oh, who's this guy on the floor?
Wow.
It's really going to pop.
Man, this MC Blake Elliott dude's off the chain.
And then you already know what shoes I'm wearing. I got a couple options. I got the Kyries we got.
Yeah.
And I got the Boston clogs that you know I like wearing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably one of those and then maybe a cowboy
hat. I'd probably
go
with the Antas. Yeah. I think you should. By the way, shout out to Damon Kimball as well. I need to text him. Here goes Coop. And ooh.
Oh, they were saying.
They were saying
that tweet, something that he's never done. Cooper never starting at point guard. Not Jason Kidd. Like, ask him to do something Cooper Flagg's never done.
Starting a point guard?
Well, let's see. What's this line to start the second half?
I don't know, but it did. Coop just took a shot, and it was not a good-looking. I mean, it was a good-looking shot as far as his, you know, the way he shot it over the guy, but did not go where he wanted it to go. Okay, I didn't see that one.
Okay, Cooper Flagg has scored.
Okay, here we go. We're right back in it.
Cooper Flagg for MVP.
Here we go. 82-0 right now, baby. The comeback needed starts right
now. Clay Thompson. Mavs are winning the championship.
All right, here we go. We're back on the Mavs bandwagon. All right, when we come back, it's time for a little fair foul.
I'm not going to lie, Mavs fans. I am not going to lie for you. It is not looking good. Derek Lively just picked up his fifth foul. Lively has more fouls than points. 4 points, 5 fouls. You're listening to the Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, Jake. 71-60. Spurs are up on the Dallas Mavericks. And Fred, do you want to describe what happened during the break?
I mean, it's just 7'5", 7'6" domination is what it is. I mean, Wembanyama.
Oh my God.
Doesn't look real.
Wemby, there was a pass thrown to Derek Lively under the rim. Wemby has his back completely turned to Derek Lively, yeah, 2 feet away from the bucket. Lively tries to put up a little floater layup. Wemby blocks it without looking, smacks on the ground, then goes the other way, has Lively ISO to the top of the key, hits 3 or 4 dribble moves, ISO,
step back,
sidesteps, step back, gets fouled on the three, nothing but net.
Drains it.
Hits the free throw, 4-point play.
And then does the cooking as he's on the ground.
Wemby is taking over this game. He's dunking on everyone, hitting threes, blocking shots. The Mavs have zero answer. And now you have Lively with 5 fouls, Anthony Davis with 4 fouls.
Yeah, it's 28 points, 10 of 16 shooting, 10 rebounds.
I don't know how it gets better in this game. I mean, your two best big man defenders are 2 fouls away from both fouling out.
Yeah, no, you're in trouble. Where's Kai Jones when you need him? Okay,
literally,
Kai Jones.
Literally, like, just play aggressive D and guard him all the way.
Granted, you won't be playing these guys every night, but still, this has been a...
What would you do? You almost have to, like, double. You have to double him just make someone else even hit an open shot. Because Wemby is scoring at will right now.
And offensively, these guys just look lost.
Yeah. They don't know who to give
Cooper
it to.
Cooper Flagg looks extreme. He's not even on the court right now. He looked uber reticent to start the second half. He had a couple chances to take it to the rack, got a ball stolen from him. So, yeah, Coop hasn't looked great at all.
We are getting spammed with so much for defense wins championships.
Yeah.
And this is not the best offensive team you'll play all year.
Yeah, but it might be the best offensive player as far as – it might be the most unstoppable player you'll play all year, though.
But, I mean, wouldn't you think that SGA would be a bigger problem? Like we said, no. You've got big man – to defend.
No, because you can't. I can throw 2 or 3 guys at SGA. I can't stop what Wembanyama does.
Who's the only person, probably Giannis, that could even like
maybe slow him down?
Yeah, him and Evan Mobley. That's the only two guys that come to mind.
I mean, those are the only 2 people that come to mind. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody tit for tat that can. I mean, Derek Lively is probably the best built, with the exception of maybe Evan Mobley, like you alluded to, that, you know, could be able to guard him off the dribble.
He's pulling the ball out, guys. He's not in the post calling for it on hook shots.
He's taking people off the dribble. And when you've got a 7, I mean, he's a taller KD.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd hear. I mean, the idea that KD's 6'11 for 20 years and has been doing what he's doing, we got used to it. We almost took it for granted because we're like, oh, that's just KD. He's just a freak.
Now we have someone that's 5-6 inches taller.
That's five. I mean, if you're
old enough, 10 times better defender.
Think about it this way. And you two are entirely too young to remember this, but if you remember Manute Bol.
I knew you were going to say Manute Bol.
Okay.
Come on, I'm not too young for that.
Well, I mean, you are. I mean, he was done playing by the time you were born, and he's dead, unfortunately. R.I.P. Manute. But, I mean, it's that size human being. And Manute was not a good basketball player, right? I mean, he was a 190, 200 pounds soaking wet. Whereas, you know, you've got a guy who's the same size in although Wimby's a little bit bigger and stronger than him, is physically, and dribbles the ball like a guard.
Hey, that offseason program worked for Wemby, man. Remember he was doing
bicycle kicks, for God's sakes. Did you ever see that?
Yeah. Where did he do his offseason stuff where he shaved his head?
Yeah, I was going to say he went and joined like a Shaolin monk tribe or something like that.
And he apparently put on muscle too. I mean, if Wembley plays like this every night, he's going to be heavily in the MVP discussion.
Oh, he will be the MVP. I'm telling you right now, what we're seeing tonight, I've never seen in my life. Like, it's something to watch and to behold, like, from an NBA perspective. Like, everything we've heard about that Wembanyama could be, he's putting on display tonight. But look, the only question you have about Wembanyama is, can that body hold up over 82 games?
Mm-hmm. And he's got pieces around him now, too. Rookie of the Year, Castle, Dylan Harper, number
pick. No, and Fox Dylan Harper. I mean, I'll be honest. Dylan Harper, we haven't even seen tonight.
De'Aaron Fox isn't even playing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's doing. I mean,
they're just handing him the ball every
play. Just handing him the ball and saying, go to work.
He's
and,
got 31-10. I mean,
it's freakish right now. I've never seen anything like it. All right. Here we go. Fair foul. You guys know what that music means. Time. I mean, fair foul, Wimby. Fair. That it's foul that a human can do what he does, but fair from a basketball perspective. So I can at least appreciate that much. All right. All my guys out there, you guys can certainly appreciate this next.
You think the Fire and Nico chants are going to be there next game if this game trends how it is?
It's going to be there all year.
I'm talking about loud, though. Like, because I'll text Grant. I didn't see anything on Twitter. If it was loud, it would have been all over Twitter. I'm assuming people have kind of quelled a little bit and they were hyped for Cooper. But I'm saying if they continue what they're doing this game, the next home game, do you think you hear Fire Nico chants or you hear it on the broadcast?
I think you need to give it a few games.
Reasonable, yes, but do you think Mavs fans are going to be reasonable at the arena? I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, do you think you'll hear it?
Loud enough to be on TV? No.
Okay.
You know, I think you'll have pockets of it, but I think there's also, too, I think you also have to be somewhat patient with this football team, with this basketball team.
I wholeheartedly disagree with the 4-6-9. They say Houston has a link to give them problems, maybe, but their second point, Gafford might do better than D-Live. I couldn't disagree more. Gafford, this would be bad if Gafford did that.
Look, he's
I love Gafford. No, love the landlord.
Gafford.
One of my favorite people, but his foot speed. If you think Lively's getting cooked on the perimeter, you think Gafford would be moving laterally?
You know, you put him in, I mean, obviously put him in, you know, around the baseline or in the paint. Yeah, maybe you could slow him down there, but no, he'll be on skates if you try to have him guard him in the perimeter. We'll get some of your text messages here in just a second. All right, any guy that's ever had a girlfriend and or side chick, as we alluded to earlier in the show, can appreciate this. And where these surveys come from is remarkable, okay? A new survey has revealed that 56% of men say they never got their hoodie back after lending it to a girl, a lighthearted but relatable finding that sparked viral debate online. The study conducted by OnePoll found that hoodies are one of the most commonly borrowed and kept items in relationships. Psychologists suggest the attachment may be more emotional than material. Women often keep clothing that carries the scent of familiarity of their partner, which creates a sense of comfort and connection. The social trend has turned into a running joke across social media, but experts say it highlights how sentimental value often outweighs practicality in romantic relationships. Fair foul! 56% of guys never got their hoodie back after lending it to a girl.
Now, I've got a lot of questions. First question being, is this like dating relationships or just you met this person? Because that's like, a whole different dichotomy.
You always ask these questions after I read the piece as if I'm holding information that I didn't divulge.
Right.
No.
Or what do you think? What do you think when they did a study? Is this because if this is just relationships, then like, I would agree. Because never got back. Does this? Are we talking to exes? Because...
Like, what part of 56% of guys never got their hoodie back after lending it to a girl? Just
because a girl is so ambiguous. It's so ambiguous because I have friends that are girls that I've given my hoodies to. I have
Did
girls.
They give it back to you? Yes or no?
Sometimes.
Okay, then then you're the 56%.
I have girls that I've dated that I've given a hoodie to.
Can you just answer the freaking question?
I have girls that
fair or foul, man.
Had girls that I've hung out with once or twice.
Did you give them the sweatshirt? Yes or no?
See, I'm not a big give my hoodie unless we're dating. If you know
okay. So
I'll
let's
give
keep
you a
it
t-shirt.
In, so let's
you
keep it in that t-shirt. Context.
You can have a t-shirt.
No, absolutely. You can have whatever you want. No, you can't. You can't. I'm with you on that. That said, the women that you've dated,
the other Blake Elliott, ones getting hoodies. And
the ones that you have, did you get it back? Did old girl that the last one, did you give her a hoodie at all?
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
No. She actually FaceTimed me in it when we broke up.
Wow.
She said, look familiar. One of
wow.
my favorites.
Wow. Rubbed it in your face.
This is when you know the talking stage is still okay after the breakup.
Yeah.
You know that. That month has passed. What are you dating anybody? No, Blake is not there now. Let's get that clear. This is like 5 months removed. I want to make that very clear to anyone. You're still talking to your ex? No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Big fan of it. We got back together.
Huge. Huge. Not anymore, though.
She's blocked on everything, brother. Blocked and deleted. Don't even know her name.
With the hoodie.
With the hoodie. And you know, the good thing is the next guy that sees her, man, this hoodie smells good.
Yeah. I'd like to think she's washed it by now.
Nah, that scent don't go away, big boy. That's a real player scent. It don't go away. Next guy is going to be cuddling. Man, is that caramel apple? That smells phenomenal. Is that vanilla bourbon whiskey? Where did you get that? Is that from your dad?
This axe.
No, that was my ex-boyfriend. What's your ex-boyfriend do? He does sports. I love sports. I'm a Tolo.
You might even call me a fatty.
Wait. It's not who I think it is, is it?
What time of night do you listen to? 6 to 11, 7 to 11. Big fan of that. This Fred and Blake guy.
Love
him. And
then
she'll just go real quiet.
Love him.
But no, yeah.
Do you mind if I borrow that sweatshirt?
I'd love to know. Fun fact.
So real quick, fair or foul, 56% of guys never get their hoodie back.
Foul.
Yeah.
I think it's more. Also, I've had...
Oh, wow. You think it's more than 56%?
Yeah, because I've also loaned my hoodies out to some of my friends, and I've never gotten them back either.
See, I don't loan hoodies out, number one. So don't ask me for squat.
But
two...
But see, you're also older. I'm saying, like, I'll have my friends come over. We're going out somewhere. Oh, I don't have a change of clothes. Or, hey, I came from somewhere. Yeah. Can I just borrow a hoodie? And I'm very generous with
you
my
are.
Stuff.
You are.
I even did it to you. I'm like, hey, take this. It's yours. And yeah. I'm not asking for it back. Now, I'm also not going to give my favorite t-shirt or shorts to somebody.
No.
But I'm also not in the back of my head thinking about, let me get that back. Because
but I would let you borrow something because I know I'd see you again.
Yeah. I think that's also a big part of it. Are you going to see them again?
When will I see you again?
Because let's just say I gave out a shirt and I didn't expect to see this person back not too long ago. And I gave away one of the ones in the back of the closet. A little bit of dust on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's so funny putting a girl in like... A very boy
you know
t-shirt.
You don't like.
Well, it's just like a very boy t-shirt.
And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, God, I'm glad I got rid of that. That is one shirt I do not have to see again. Let me tell you something real
like
quick.
Monday Night Football on it.
I was with a gal who, I think she might have been a compulsive liar. I don't know. That's a whole other story for another time.
Mavs are down 20, by the way.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I didn't even want to mention it. she took a sweatshirt of mine that my grandmother had gotten me.
Come on. At that point, you got to square up.
Oh, I went to her house. Yeah. I went to her place and said, look, I want my sweatshirt back. And she lived on another side of Houston, and I did. I'll get to it. I'm en route. So I went, smashed, took my sweatshirt back, and bada bing, bada boom. You know what I'm saying? Don't take my gear like that, okay? Grandma Shirley's dead. Got me this KU hoodie. You don't play with me like that.
Someone said, give her a dirty hoodie, she'll give it back. No, I like leaving a good impression.
No, I'm not leaving. First of all, I'm not wearing dirty clothes.
Yeah, and I don't have dirty clothes just sitting out where I'm handing them out.
No.
You still want to leave a good impression. Like, man, he's got style. He takes care of himself. It smells good.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if you're giving someone
I'll give you a roofing shirt.
You want this 360 roofing shirt?
Ah, there you go. I haven't worked for them in years.
I gave a shirt away that I really regret it. I got a shirt in Florida. I went to
That's already foul.
It was the world's largest orange.
Oh.
It's a store.
Yeah.
It's called the world's largest orange, and it's huge.
You gave it away.
And I love
that
shirt.
Where's she at? Let's go find her.
I don't think I can do that.
Why?
Because I'm sure she's at.
I'm sure she's in your cell phone still. Go ahead and text her.
Need the shirt.
You got that shirt, Boo?
You got that orange shirt? Right, it's actually green, funny enough.
Funny enough. Text her. See if she got the shirt. All right, so we're going to effort to see if we can get the shirt back. Let's make a list of all the things that Blake has out circulating and see if we can't.
Dude, and that's what I'm saying.
See how many things we can get back. Let's ride out. I'm down.
I looked through my photos.
She don't even have to be home.
And I looked through my photos and I'm seeing this cool clothing. I have shirts, t-shirts, hoodies, whatever. And I'm like, where is that?
Seriously.
And then I'm like, oh.
Shorty's got it.
What'd you say?
I said Shorty's got it.
Oh, you threw out a name. I was... Say, whoa, come on, man. Bro code. I thought you just threw out a name. I was going to send us the break and we were going to have to chat. I could have swore you just said a name. It's going to get real awkward in this room.
I don't know any of your significant other's names, but I will say this. You need to send out a template of, hey... Insert name here.
I don't agree. Someone said foul letting your buddy borrow a hoodie. I don't think that's foul.
No.
Like, hey, we're about to go to this bar. And maybe he had a t-shirt on. Can I borrow a hoodie? Cool.
I mean, your bros borrowing your clothes is the oldest thing in the book.
See,
because
and real bros don't bring it back. You got to ask for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you took the words right out of my mouth. Like, you know, based on what homeboy it is, like what you can give that person, right? Like, you know, if it's you, all right, I'm gonna give you something nice because I know you're gonna take care of it. You know, if it was somebody from back home that, you know, was a little wild and crazy, like my son. Yeah. Okay, I'm not giving my son anything nice. All right, because he doesn't care. He doesn't treat it right. Okay, I mean he's starting to understand it now better, but at the same time, he ain't wearing anything of mine.
Yeah,
unk, you know, that sort of thing.
Do you think you have unk clothing?
Oh, my wardrobe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is unkerific.
That's good. That's good. The correct answer.
I know what I am at this stage of my life.
No, I'm glad. There's a lot of 40-year-olds that are trying to dress like they're 20.
See, and to me, that just...
Ladies and guys.
Women.
Wait there, man.
You can fall it off.
Just dress like a hot 40-year-old. Don't try to dress like a 20-year-old.
I was going to say, you don't need to be wearing the booty shorts.
You don't.
I mean, you can.
Depends.
You'll be good.
I don't need it looking like you got a fake ID and you're going into Electric Cowboy based on your outfit.
No, man, if you got kids and
you can
grown
still be
kids,
good looking.
You absolutely look. Genuine said it best.
Completely
in
covered
those
up.
Those jeans.
Completely
we're
covered
about
up.
To be in jean weather. Let's get that straight.
Come on, let's. Okay? That deserves a bell ring.
Jean weather.
Jeans and flannels.
Look, if you it's can't, that time of the year. I'm gonna tell you right now. If you ladies, I'm telling you right now, get them jeans right. Okay, get them jeans right. That's all I gotta say.
Get them jeans right.
Okay, because if you don't look good in jeans.
And are we spelling that J-G-E-N-E-S?
No, I'm spelling it J-E-A-N-S. Jeans. Denim jeans.
We didn't let Jacob talk right here. Fair or foul?
Yeah, fair or foul, Jacob.
I'm going to go foul just because, actually, the one time I broke up with a girl and needed to get my hoodies back, I sent my mother because I was in school.
Wow. But how old were you?
Oh, I just started driving, so 16.
I'm going to call foul on that. I'm going to call foul on that.
I've always gotten a bag, though, but I mean, not every man has as much moxie as I do, so I'm going to go foul because I also think it's higher, just like Blake.
You sent your mom to go get your hoodies back?
Middle of the day, yep. Middle of school.
Mrs. Ray here.
I hear your little squirt ass has my son's hoodies.
Wait a minute.
This was the same girl, though, that had me followed home from work 3 days after we broke up, so I didn't exactly,
you
know.
That's kind of hot.
It was by, like, five men, so really wasn't.
Wow.
I thought you were saying, like, she followed you home.
Yeah, no. I picked up on that right away. What do we think she's doing now?
Probably nothing.
Spearmint Rhino?
No, she's probably more of a degenerate than I am.
Okay.
She went nowhere in life.
Maybe she works at Underdog or Prize Picks.
Do we think she's maybe slumming at Windstar?
Ooh.
Hmm? Slots.
Hmm?
Her chance.
Loose slots.
Cigarette hanging out of her mouth. That nigga, right?
Ray, see? Remember me? Remember when I had those five guys follow you home?
I got six now. Got a little bit more money here.
Don't let me catch your mom slipping with them hoodies on. I'm going to give you the 1-2, see?
What is the weirdest country? See? Don't come around my side of the slots.
My 40s gangster talk. All right, final segment of the
What a niche accent.
Final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Final segment here on The Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, and Jacob got you guys locked and loaded all night. It's been a fun show so far. We got a couple minutes here before we get out of here. Those guys have been great.
What guys?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, you guys have been great. What a action-packed show it's been. I mean, I feel like we've been...
And it was only 3 hours.
It's only a three-hour show, but I mean, I started yelling at you in the first segment.
You did.
And we have not stopped with the aggression.
Energy.
With the energy, the vitriol.
There hasn't been a lull.
We've gotten a lot of good feedback.
Phone calls.
We had people call in. Bobby, and shout out to Bobby from Burleson, who did text in after he was slandered on the text line. People from Burleson saying, "Yeah, we don't claim Bobby."
Yeah.
And then Bobby came back and said, "Hey, I couldn't hear you guys.
We could hear him. Okay. Listen to us.
We could hear it." But again, ladies and gentlemen, when you call into the show,
turn
your radio down, man. Come on.
They're learning. They're learning, Fred. Okay.
No, and I get it. And you know what? Because we are making Tolos on the Telephone a regular segment here.
Because you guys are part of the show.
On Fan After Dark. And I'm an old school radio guy. I love phone calls. Now, you can't let them run your show because I've listened to some of you guys talk.
I love you guys.
I love you like a foster brother.
After three quarters, do you love the Dallas Mavericks?
Which I don't love foster brothers. So.
They're down 93-72.
BTA!
Now it is 95. They're getting beat by... This is when you turn on the controller. 21... If you're playing 2K with someone, it's 21
I'll
Scott.
I'll take a friendly quit.
Anthony Davis has how many points, Fred Davis, after three
17.
Quarters? 18 points. He shot the ball 17 times. The player that has the second most field goal attempts now, though, is Cooper Flagg. Had two in the first half. How many does he have now?
11.
13.
Ayo.
Shot the ball 11 times just in the third quarter alone.
Yeah, he did.
How many did he make, though, Fred?
Three.
He is 4 of 13, Cooper Flagg is, 8 points, 30% from the field, 10 rebounds, though. So he does have he's 2 points away from a double-double. Klay Thompson with 8. PJ has been a saving factor. He's got 15.
AD's just bricking 3 after 3 tonight. That's a problem.
Anthony Davis is 2 of 5 from 3 right now.
Probably 2 of 6 unless they updated it.
D'Angelo Russell, 6 points. Ryan Nimhard, 4. Lively's been in foul trouble all night. He's got 4 points. Max Christie's giving you 6. Dwight Powell, Jaden Hardy, and Brandon Williams have all been on the floor. So I don't think Jason Kidd was thinking about deploying Dwight Powell heavy minutes, Ryan Nimhard, and Brandon Williams, but he's kind of had to because everyone has been in foul trouble or not playing well. Wemby, though, 33 points, 11 rebounds. Played the beginning of the third quarter, didn't play the second half of it, and the Mavs still could not go on a run. Okay, let's get to some of your guys'
text. Although he's out there now and literally just got two-handed from the, not from the free throw line, but like a step in from the free throw line. That's how freakish this dude is.
All right, cut me off whenever we got to get off the show. I'm just going to read the text.
You got a few minutes.
Let's see. Okay.
2-1-4. Pathetic.
The Mavs game is embarrassing.
Yeah.
The scent don't go away. Flag just missed a wide open putback layup. Flag stinks. You can have my hoodie back when I drop you off, friend or female. So in this fantasy, the new date meets you That's on location fair. And returns the sweatshirt.
Hold on. What do you do, though? Okay, but all right. So if you're taking them somewhere, that's fine. But what do you do when they're leaving your place and they drove?
That's usually what happens. I feel like in situations. Yeah. It's like someone drives over to your place.
I'm not on a sweatshirt.
You're sweaty.
Is it okay?
It's a little cold in your apartment.
It's also kind of weird to have somebody like undressing in your passenger seat, trying to take a hoodie off when you drop
them. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. Let's get a bell ring for that.
What if it's a man?
Hey-o.
What if it's a man?
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
We've all been in locker rooms. Okay, next one. 817, Mavs down by 20 in the home opener. Announcer saying we need a point guard. What? Mama Kim. Shout out to you, Mom.
Mama Kim is praying on their downfall.
She's loving
right
this.
Now.
She's loving this. 903, I decided that I had to go over to her place, sleep with her again, and then steal my vacuum on my way up the next morning.
Had to steal your vacuum back?
That's wild.
Now, that's a hell of a take right there. Like that, I mean, I would think that's something that's like, look, you got my vacuum. Like, a hoodie's one thing, but she, like, that's your vacuum?
Y'all had to be dating for a while to have your vacuum. Yeah, you ain't right?
giving, nobody's letting their side piece borrow a vacuum.
Maybe that guy on the video that I showed you. 214.
No.
100% of the 56% that didn't plan on getting their hoodie back, he gives this reason on why. The hoodie was sacrificed for the potential of getting a little something-something for the hoodie. Would you agree with that?
Well, hopefully you already got the something-something. I mean, 682. Because if she's taking the hoodie, she's leaving.
Yeah.
I hope she comes back.
She just comes up. Can I just get a hoodie for the heck of it?
I was in the neighborhood in Chile. Can I borrow your sweatshirt?
Just knocks on the door. Oh, do you want to stay and watch a movie? I'm good. I just want a hoodie.
I'm en route. My heater doesn't work.
I've actually got a guy's house I'm trying to go to.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't smell too much, does it?
682, homie needs a hoodie. That's not foul. 469, Fred, you a thought? Question mark?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Best show on the fan.
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
469, what if it's your gear?
I really don't.
They got homie the girl, and then he realizes it's how you dress that attracts her, so he proceeds to try and borrow your stuff. That's happened to me before. Pretty much when you loan off gear.
Okay, wait a minute. What?
I loan you gear, and you get a girl because of my gear. Do you then give it back to me, or do I let you keep the gear because it got you the girl? That's pretty much what the text is inferring. Like, she's like, oh, I love that hoodie. I love your style, and you're so cool, whatever, whatever. And you're like, oh, Blake, I need to keep this hoodie again or a similar hoodie.
No, I go buy one that looks similar to it.
Okay, fair, fair. Someone said, shout out Electric Cowboy. I have to wear blue jeans every day from the 817.
Male or female?
Fred is amazing from the 682.
Hey, thanks, 682.
682, really disappointed that I'm listening to y'all instead of the Mavericks.
It's all right.
So what a rough start. But I don't want to get embarrassed by the Spurs. Don't want to watch us get embarrassed by the Spurs. Also, I do like y'all's show on a positive note. Thank y'all, Fatty for Life.
There you go.
Since you're on break from the 214, I wanted to say how much I enjoy/appreciate this show. Had a long day, and this hour or so just allows me to end the day on a positive note. Thank y'all. Fatty for
Love it. Love it. And Wembanyama just dunked all over AD. He just took it to the rack and dunked on
817,
it.
Dwight Powell's our best player. 817, we need Anthony Bennett.
I saw that.
682, AD is still a top 15 player in the league. And 214, no damn D.
Yeah, you haven't seen much of it tonight. You haven't seen much of it tonight. Now, they are down 26 points. With Cooper Flagg at the free throw line, and looks like he knocked down both free throws. So, he's going to finish with double digits, but don't let the box score misinterpret and or misguide you.
Someone said, what are y'all's takes on who's winning the World Series?
I mean, I think it's the Dodgers, man.
Give me the Blue Jays.
I just hope it's competitive.
You're never going to catch me rooting for a Canada team. Give me the Dodgers.
I love it. I love it. Listen to you.
Do we know who the game one pitcher is for both sides?
I'm sure they've mentioned it. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Should we bring a baseball guest on tomorrow to preview the World Series?
Game one of the World Series. Let's do it.
Preview the World Series.
Hey, won't be much basketball to talk about. Mavs lost by 30.
Oh, yikes. All right, we're going to preview the World Series tomorrow, so get ready for that. Great show as always. I'll tell you what, golf clap. Degenerate Jake, another fire.
Jet Nelson.
Tell you what, he was tremendous tonight. Let's call that what it is.
Someone said how far is too far to drive for the nookie?
I don't know. It's never too far. He's Blake. I'm Fred. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.